The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In yesterday's shiur, we discussed that in order to be ma'arif to rishuyos, to make an eruvi chatzeres to allow tiltum from one rishus to another rishus, there has to be access from one rishus to another via a window or a doorway in order to be able to go from one rishus to another, and then we can view as if all the rishuyos are one. A common scenario is, let's say you have two houses side by side with a chain link fence in between the two houses, ba'ifin that there is no gate in between the two rishuyos, and the fence itself is more than 10 tefachim high. And the two neighbors want to make an eruvi chatzeres to be able to carry from one rishus to another rishus by carrying over the fence, passing over the fence. What would be an eitzer for them to be able to make an eruvi chatzeres? So the Gemara that finds Zion on its base, on our blot, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Barabaya, Bono istava agav istava. If let's say you built one platform on top of another platform, if the lower platform has four tefachim wide, mimayit, we see it as if it's mimayit the height of the wall, and the wall itself is now not ten tefachim, and therefore won't be able to ma'ar of the two rishis. Inami aim b'tachtayin arba, or the bottom platform is not four tefachim wide, v'yesh ba'aliyayin arba, and the upper platform is four tefachim wide, v'aim bein zel azeh shleisha, and there's no three tefachim between the two platforms, then we say that we're able to view as if the wall itself is not 10 tefachim. And because there's no 3 tefachim between the two platforms, then we view it as if it's one big platform, because we didn't love it, and we see that from the top of the platform up into the top of the wall, there's less than 10 tefachim. And Rashi says, we view both platforms as if they're one. The bottom platform is narrower than 4 tefachim. We fill up the share of 4 tefachim with the upper platform. But there's 3 tefachim between the two platforms. We view them as 2 different platforms, and we cannot use the upper platform. Because since the upper platform is more than 3 tefachim off the ground, so to be memayit the height of the wall by a miut ba'avir, by a ledge that's hanging over the air, lav shmei miut, that does not lower the mechitza, that does not view us, to help us view the mechitza as if it's not 10 tefachim high. Taisvis and the Rosh, and a lot of Risha, all the Risha in the Maskakasha, now the implication of our Gemara is that if we just lower the height of the mechitza under 10 tefachim by placing a platform, one would be able to ma'arav the two rishuyos and make them one. Frek Taisvis, that the Gemara Dafai in Chesed Mer Aleph says, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Kaisel Asara, Tzarech Sulam Arba Asel Atiroi. A wall that's 10 tefachim high between two rishuyos, one needs to have a ladder that's 14 tefachim. In order that when you place the ladder on a diagonal to give leverage, the ladder would be able to reach the top of the mechitz, top of the kaisel. The yeshiva emra afilu shleisha alser amashu, and Abaye says even 11 and amashu, and Avun beit Avishu emra afilu shiva amashu. Because as long as you put the ladder standing up next to the wall, it would be within 3 tefachim of the top of the kaisel. Then one's able to ma'ariv the two rishuyos. So Taisus asks, we see clearly from the Gemara Dafai and Chesam and Aleph that in order to ma'ariv the two rishuyos, the ladder in this scenario, the platform would have to reach the top of the wall, or al kopana within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. That means in love, we would see as if the ladder reaches the top of the wall. Yet the Gemara Nayin Zayin Amid Bey seems to imply that even if the platform is just minayit, the height of the kaisel 10 tefachim, one is able to make an eruvi chatzeres between the two rishuyos. And Taisus first tries to suggest for Rashi that maybe the Gemara on Afayin Ches is talking where the ladder is not wide for Tvachim. Taisus though brings Rayat that Astama Sulam is wide for Tvachim. And Taisus suggests another Mahalach Taisva says that the Fayin Zayin Amid Beis, if the platform is Dalet al Dalet, 4 Tvachim wide by 4 Tvachim long, and if one were to stand on it, he'd be able to reach over the Kaisel, then it's Mimayit. Mashenkin, if the platform is not Dalet al Dalet, then Tzarech Sulam, he needs a ladder to reach to the top of the wall, or at least up to within 3 Tvachim of the top of the wall, in order to be Ma'ar of the two Rishayis. That's the sheet of Taisus and a lot of Rishayinim. The Rush brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Meir that answers the Kasha as follows. The Kol Hani Ayri Li and Zeh Shemaso Echad Binyanei Tzal HaKaisel Miyatay Miyasara Davlei Tashmishay Benachas. I know the Gemara said in Amir Aleph that if you have a wall between two Rishayis, the upper part of the wall, the top of the wall, the one who has easier Rishdamshas to the top of the wall, we view as if the top of the wall is part of his Rishos, and he can bring it, put his Kalim from his Rishos on top of the wall. However, the other individual who has Tashmishe Kasha, it's hard from the Mishdamish on top of the wall. He's not allowed to carry his Kalim from his Rishos and put them on top of the wall. So Rabbeinu Meir says that this is the Gemara, it says in the Fayin Zayin on his base, that if Rambana Itzdava, one who builds the platform, is Mamayat at the height of the wall, that's only been again to give him the right to be Mishdamish on top of the wall. However, to make an Eruvi Chatzeris, to bring the two Rishriyas, one, that Rabbeinu Meir says that Pesach Lechashiv La'arav Echad, unless the Rasulam reaches the top of the wall. So the sheet of Rabbeinu Meir is that in order to Ma'arav the two Rishriyas, one would have to have a sulam reach the top of the wall, ayal kalponim, within 3 tvachim of the top of the wall. And the halacha bani itzava al gavi itzava is only said benegeah, who to give the shtamshas of the top of the wall to. In Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Shin Ayin Beis, and Siv Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch seems to take on the sheet of Rabbeinu Meir. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Bana itztava al itztava. Im yesh betachtayna dalet al dalet. If the bottom itztava has 4x4, a yemein by dalet al dalet. The yesh be'el yayna dalet al dalet. But the upper platform has 4x4. Vein bein zula zu between the two platforms gimel tvachim. Mahani lahatu leishtamish alav. That allows you to mishtamish on top of the wall. Avaloi mahani lemeve pesach lahar of yachad. But that doesn't help you in order to allow you to mahar the two rishis. If you don't see it as a pesach, an entranceway, a doorway, to get from one rishos to another rishos." And similarly in Sif Ches, the Mechaber writes that if one wants to be ma'ar of the two rishis, ain a kaisel gavaya al asar tvachim, he could be zaykev sulam gavaya zayin umashu, he puts a ladder that's 7 tvachim and a little bit, as long as within 3 tvachim of the top of the wall, then one is able to be ma'ar of the two rishis together. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that if one wants to be ma'arav to Rishiyas, he would have to put a chair, he would have to put a ladder, a stool, on both sides of the fence, reaching to the top of the fence, or within 3 tvachim of the fence, in order to be ma'arav the two Rishiyas. The Bi'ar Locha, the Ramaschel of Le'inei Chashiv, he writes that although the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch was saisim like the sheet of Rabbeinu Meir, but Ayin Be'evan Ha'izah Shetam Al Shulchan Aruch, he says, how could it be that the Shulchan Aruch was Aisim, la'alacha, like the Shita Rabbeinu Meir, or be'emes Rav Paiskim Sosmum Bazel La'akel, Rav Paiskim, Rav Rishayim seem to hold that in order to ma'ar the two Rishayis, as long as you have Itzava that's 4x4, that suffices to be ma'ay at the height of the Kaisel, and one can make an Erubi Chatzeris in the two Rishayis. The Kavanos HaGemara feeling La'arav Yachad Kipir Shribal HaTaisvis, and that's the opinion of the Rambam and the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Arzarua B'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. So the Bi'ar Locha brings him to Eben Eizer, who wonders why is the Mechaber Machmir like the Sheet of Rabbeinu Meir. And the Bi'ar Locha is Messiah Valkein B'Shatzatchak Yeshlus Mechlachal Bazeh. And the Bi'ar Locha writes that if one is a pressing situation to carry from the two Rishriyats, making a Simcha or of the like, then one could rely on the Sheet of Rav Rishayim to be Ma'ar the two Rishriyats, as long as he puts a chair that's Dalet al Dalet, which is Memayat from the top of the chair, going up to the fence is less than 10 Tvachim. This is regarding the height of the chair or the stool between the two Rishriyats. However, just to put a stool between the two Rishriyas next to the fence, that alone wouldn't suffice. Based on the Gemara and Ayoblat, the Fayin Zayin, Amrav Yechiel, Kofa Safo Mimayit. If one folded over a bucket, a tin, and he steps on it, that's memayit, the height of the 10 tefachim of the wall. And one would be able to, according to the Rebbe Rishayin, and make an Eruv from one Rishos to another Rishos, or according to Rabbeinu Meir, be metaltel from his kelim, from his Rishos on top of the wall. And the Gemara asks, "Va'amai, davar anitol b'shabesu." How could we say that by just folding over a bucket? And one could rely that that's memayit the height of the wall. One could easily remove away the bucket on Shabbos. It's a davar anitol. The davar anitol b'shabes ain't a memayit. And the Gemara says, "Loitzricha dechavrei ba'ara," that he put it in the ground, and by doing so, when he picks up the bucket, if he were to want to remove it, he would inevitably, dirt would be moved. And therefore, one would not be able to remove this bucket on Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, "Vechichavrei ba'ara ma'ava." Even if you were to have attached it on the ground, why would it be also to remove it? "Vatanya pogash shetmina betevet," an unripe date that was hidden in straw, v'charara, or a little cake, shetmina begacholam, in coals, imegula miktosam, if part of the charara, or part of the date, is visible, nitalos b'shabbos, and although some tevin will inevitably be moved, or gacholam will fall in place, but you're not moving it, it falls by itself. So even if you're a kafa safol, and you're a chavri ba'ari, the Gemara asks, it's still a davar anito. And the Gemara says, "Hachem askin and disle ugnayim," it has like a little rim to it, that you put dirt on top of the rim, by picking up the bucket, you would be doing metaltel of the dirt, tiltum and atzad, because the dirt rests on the rim of the keili. And the Gemara says, "V'chisle ugnayim me'ava v'atanana teim elepes v'tsanayim tachas agefen," when I hide a turnip or radish underneath a vine, "is manchim miktas alam megulin," if some of the leaves are visible, in a chayshish leimishim klayim, if a proof leimishim maizu, leimishim shvias, and nitalim b'shabbos, and we see you're allowed to take it off out of the ground on Shabbos, even though you'll be metaltal and atzad some of the dirt. So why if one is kafas safel, why is that memayit? And the Gemara answers, "Mitzricha d'bayimar v'chatzina." You put the safel in the dirt in a way they need a shovel in order to remove the dirt, to remove the safel. And you'd be either the malacha of chayfer, according to the Rashi and the Ritva, or according to Ben Achananel, the Mar v'chatzin itself is mukta, and therefore it would not be nitl, the safel would not be nitl on Shabbos. We see in the Gemara that in order to be memayit, the height of the chain link fence between the two rishiyas would not suffice for one just to put a stool or a chair to memayit the height. Rather, one would have to put a chair there in a way that it will not be removed on Shabbos. But it's before in the Gemara that even if it would just be a nisid rabbanan to remove the chair or the stool, that would suffice in order to be memayit the height of the chain link fence. So therefore, if one were to want to put a chair there, so if one were to be able just to tie it, even with a kesher shel kayama, that's not a ma'isum, which would only be an issur d'rabbanan to untie, that would suffice him in ma'at the height of the wall to be under 10 tefachim. Again, according to Rabbeinu Meir and the Shulchan Aruch, this stool, this chair would have to reach at least within 3 tefachim of the top of the fence. And according to the other Rishayim that B'shas Atchak, the Re'alachal tells us we could rely on, it would have to, as long as it's dalet al dalet, it won't be able to ma'ar the two Rishayas via this chair. The Ritva has a shayla, it brings two shitas. If I have a klishim lachti l'iser, that I want to stand on the klishim lachti l'iser, the halacha is a klishim lachti l'iser, you're allowed to take your l'tzerach gufayay mekayimai. If you need to use it for its function, or you need the place where the keli of mukta is, you're allowed to remove it. But to remove it, mechama l'tzel, to remove it for your own, for purposes, not for using the keli, you're not allowed to remove this klishim lachti l'iser. So Ritva has a suffix, if one were to put a klishim lachti l'iser between the two rishis, would that be memayit the height of the fence? And the Ritva himself says that he's noted that a klishim lachti l'iser would work to memayit the height of the fence. However, if the Prima Gadim in Neishal Avram, Sivkon Yitches, he brings the suffix as well, and doesn't quote the Ritva, and he says that a klishim lachti l'iser would not be memayit the height of the fence. That would be one option of being memayit the height of the fence, is by putting a chair, a stool, and tying it with a kesher, shel kayama, but even though it would be an issur rabbanan to remove it, and then won't be able to be ma'ar of the two rishayas. But the Gemara has another etza, where the Gemara says, sulam ha-mitzri memayit the Gemara, sulam ha-tsuri memayit. One who has a sulam ha-tsuri between the two rishayas, that's also memayit the height of the mechitza, the height of the fence. And the Gemara has a kasha, why is the sulam atzuri memayit? It's a davar anitol b'shabbos, and a davar anitol b'shabbos is not memayit. And the Gemara says, hasam kayv de kayvay, that since the sulam atzuri is very heavy, therefore, b'derech klal, people would leave the Sula Maturi there over the course of Shabbos, and therefore we're able to see that there's a Pesach between the two Rishriyas. There's no concern that it'll be removed on Shabbos. That is Gepaskent in Halacha, and some Mishin Ayin Beis and Sivches. And the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down the share of Kaiv de Kaiva, he says that as long as it's heavy, Kveidis Yaitim Mikfiya Ragal Veinayach Litloit, and it's difficult to remove it, then that would suffice him in Mayat at the height of the chain link fence. And the Primogodim brings down in Sivkot Yitches from the Taisu Shabbos that as long as it's Ene Nito Biyadi Achas, if you're unable to remove it with one hand, so it's a slight tircha to remove it, that would also be able to be Mamayat the height of the fence, and you'd be able to Mamayat the Turishriyas. So according to the Primogodim, Tmon would have a little extra kula. If he would want to just put something heavy there where it's difficult to remove, that would also be able to be Mamayat the height of the chain link fence, and one would be able to Ma'ar of the Turishriyas together. And again, Kolzeh, this is all according to Shulchan Aruch, only if the Davar HaMamayit reaches within three tefachim at the top of the fence, or according to the Bir Halacha, the other Rishayim, B'Shas HaTzchak, as long as the Davar HaMamayit is Dalad al Dalad, that would suffice to make the two Rishayim one.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.